It is 4:08, hour two of Drive Time. Glad to have you with us today. Cardi Sharks is coming up in just a minute. Laura is with us to help us run the bit. And before we get to Card Sharks, I do want to let you know that in about 40 minutes or so, we're going to talk about an encounter that I had last night up at Grandview Lodge. I was doing the show on the road yesterday. I was at Grandview. Mm-hmm. Hosting like a concert series they do. And afterwards, I went to the bar. And at the bar was a group of guys who were there on a bachelor party.
Mm.
And they were all high school friends from Eden Prairie High School. And they've kind of gone out and done their thing. And everybody back at Grandview. And I just got a text from one of the people out there. They're listening to the show on the golf course today.
Nice.
But I was planning at the end of this hour to talk about the fact that they invited Dad to the bachelor party.
I think that's a thing now.
I wondered about
that.
Yeah, so
yeah.
We're going to talk about that. I do remember at my bachelor party, which my brother threw for me, and it did involve a visit to a strip club in suburban Chicago where we did, at the door, run into a high school friend of mine who was employed as a dancer,
okay,
entertainer. And my friend got a dance from her. I thought that was so weird. I'm like, this was my friend. Like, no. No. So we'll talk about dads at bachelor parties.
I like
in honor of Logan's bachelor party, coming up in just a bit. Let's play. We already have our contestants. If you watch us on the video stream, you get a head start. And our two contestants came from the live stream on YouTube. And so let's play Minnesota's fastest growing afternoon card related game. We call it... We don't call it that. No.
Has the new voice learned this bit yet? Come on.
I know. That's already our poet laureate of Cardi Sharks is worried that I'm not going to do the poem.
Uh-oh.
Last week I didn't do it. Now I can't find it. Did you put it in the thing?
This it was on
the
sheet.
Great. On a scale of 1 to 10, this summer's a 3. Hot, cold, or rain, no consistency. But count on your Friday to play a great game. Consistently awesome. Cardi Sharks is its name on Cardi Sharks.
I like how you almost rapped that a little bit.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, that was good.
Little extra vuv.
Yep.
As we say hi to Vikas from Maple Grove. Vikas, good to visit with you. How's it going?
Fantastic. Can you hear me?
You sound terrific.
What's your rapper name, Jason?
My old college radio name was Jason St. Bob. That was like my wacky morning show host. We had a radio show that we called
Just Shrink It Down to St. Bob. There's your
just St. Bob.
St. Bob.
St. Bob.
J Slice.
That's very good. That's very good. How gross is the air in Maple Grove, Vikas?
Well, I've been inside most of the day, so I can't tell.
Yeah, smart.
Yeah.
It's not great, is it? It is not
no.
great, that is for sure. All right, stand by. You are playing against another one of our YouTube fan group, YouTube viewers. Say hi to Jonathan in Minneapolis. Hi, Jonathan.
Hello, little slice. How are you?
I like it. The rapper, for sure, the rapper name, you know, I need that. Yeah.
You do.
Yeah.
It makes you cooler.
It makes you very cool, and you're very cool. Or you could go as the other Jason in the afternoon. I don't know.
Yeah, true. That's very good. All right, we are ready to play. I've got a whole batch of new questions. The cards are dealt. Laura is here to flip them and make it happen, and so here we go. Vikas, the first question goes to you. These are all surveys of 100 people. Vikas will give an answer, and Jonathan will say higher or lower, and then off to the cards we go. We asked 100 teenage boys, Vikas, would you rather give up your phone for a week than talk to your crush face to face. That's a tough. I think back to teenage St. Bob or Jay Slice. And at that, well, at that point, we didn't have phones, right?
We didn't have phones.
But the idea of talking to my crush face to face was a non-starter.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that'd be traumatizing.
I do wish, I do wish if I could go back and do high school over again, I wish that, like, I had more confidence to just ask girls out. And I was so afraid and so, like, insecure. I'm like, oh, they're not, why would they want to go out with me? And then this girl who sat behind me in my social studies class at the last day of senior year when we're, like, passing autographs, she's like, you know, I've really enjoyed getting to know you. Like, if you ever asked me out, I would have said yes. I'm like, where's this information when I needed it?
I hope she wasn't the dancer you saw at the Chicago Club.
It was not her. But, like, so, like, if you have teenagers, tell them to ask. Tell the girls to ask that boy out and tell the boys to ask the girl out.
Like, and the girl can couch it like she did.
The worst they can do is say no.
That's right.
Right.
But at the time, that felt devastating. Oh. All right. So what do you think? How many teenage boys would rather give up their phone for a week than talk to their crush face to face?
Man, as much as they're addicted to their phones, I think having to talk to a girl would be more traumatizing. I think it's pretty high. I'm going to say, we'll say 71.
71, says Vikash. Jonathan, it's traumatic. You get it. Like, it's nerve-wracking to talk to your crush, right?
Right. And his name was Andrew. And no, I would never do it. kid you not. I would rather have a root canal with no Novocaine than ever go back to high school ever again.
Yeah.
Oh, for the love of God. If I see him today, I would tell him. But
No, I know it. Do you think it's higher or lower, though, than 71?
Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm going to say lower because the teenagers today, they're a little bit more, I can't say that word on here. Shoot. damn, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, lower.
I do. The actual number of teenage boys who say they would rather give up their phone than talk to their crush is 48. Right down the middle. I mean, both of those are awful circumstances. So I get it. But that means, Jonathan, you get control of the board. And so you get to pick a color first. Do you want the blue cards or the red cards?
Oh, man. I'm usually blue, but so today, because the world is Republican stupid, I'm going to go red.
All right, Jonathan goes red. And your first card, Laura flips, and it's a 7. Not a great opener, but you got the question right, so you can change the 7 if you want, or you can roll the dice. What do you think?
Oh, man. Wait, what's my choices?
So you can change the 7. If you want to get rid of the 7, Laura will give you a new card.
Okay, Laurel, I would like to change the card.
All right, Laura gets rid of the 7 and replaces it with an 8.
That would be E-I-G-H-T 8.
Yes, E-I-G-H-T. An 8 it is. Jonathan, nothing really to lose, so you want to go higher or lower than an 8?
Oh, my Lanta. I hate when you do this to me. I'm going to go with an 8, higher.
Higher than an 8? It is a jack. It is higher. And you're in good shape here, Jonathan. Now, you can freeze at any point. But you're on a jack. You can go higher or lower. It's up to you. What do you want to do?
Okay. So the young lady who's playing Vanna White.
Yep. Laura.
I would like to go higher, please.
Ooh, higher than a jack.
That's a bold move.
They're only a couple cards higher than a jack. But why not? Roll the dice. Higher than a jack.
I'm a gambler.
It is a 6. It is not higher than a jack. But because you get a free shot on your blue cards. So Laura's going to open your opening card, and you get to start with a jack. Do you want to pull a Jonathan and go higher than a jack, or what do you want to do here, Vikas?
I'm going to play my odds here and go lower and maybe Jonathan would have been right here, but I'll go lower.
Lower than a jack. It is a six. It is a six. You can freeze at any time also, but you're on that six. You want to go higher, lower, or freeze?
Why don't you think about it?
We'll take a break. What will Vikas do on that six? We'll find out in just a minute. Cardi Sharks coming back on CCO. Cardi Sharks, in effect, as always, we are playing for a $50 gift card from Jester Concepts. And my goodness, Jester Concepts has been on fire lately. They just bought Revival, the fried chicken brand. So they're bringing back the Revival food trucks out on the road right now, if you follow that on social media. They just opened a beautiful patio for Butcher and the Boar right in the North Loop. Like 100 seats, and half of it is covered, so you have like shade and delicious food and more casual food than inside Butcher the Boar. And they're blowing up in Excelsior next week. They open Mirabel, which will be sort of a Cape Cod vibe supper club right in Excelsior. They just opened a noodle bar up there, so lots of stuff going on, and you'll get $50 thanks to Jester, and you can use that at any of their restaurants, including, I think, one of their unsung heroes, which is Starling in Edina. Okay, we are playing Cardi Sharks right now, and we left off with Vikas on a six. So Jonathan is playing Vikas, and Vikas, you're on a six, so you can do whatever you want. You can freeze, or you can go higher or lower than the six. What are you thinking?
I'll go higher.
All right, going for it. Higher than a six. Laura flips it. It's a three.
Should have gone the odds like Jonathan did last time.
I guess so. No harm, no foul, though. You guys both are sort of back to beginning, and we go to our next question. We asked, and this goes to you, Jonathan. We asked 100, let's see, here we go. We asked 100 college students, have you ever fallen asleep in class? 100 college students, have you ever fallen asleep in class? How many said yes? What do you think, Jonathan?
Ooh, and all the YouTubers are going to laugh at me if I get this wrong. Damn it. You know, I'm going to say, darn, I have college kids in my family, so I'm going to say, because they're always tired, I'm going to go with 60%.
60% have fallen asleep in a class. Vikas, what do you think? Higher or lower than 60%?
I think it's higher, especially when you have an 8 o'clock class. Mm. Oh, my goodness. There's no way these kids are staying awake.
Sam was excited that his earliest class is 9 o'clock for his first semester at USC.
Oh, to be that young again.
Definitely. I know, 9 o'clock. And his brother is telling him, like, oh, 9 a.m. is pretty early. I'm like, oh, my
goodness.
Never
again.
Right?
Never again.
Well, the actual number of college students who say they've fallen asleep in class is 91 out of 100. Almost everybody. And so, Vikas, that's good news for you. You're on this jack. You want to go higher or lower than the jack? What do you say?
I want to keep that jack and go lower.
All right, lower than a jack. It is a 9. It is lower than a jack. Ooh. All these down-the-middle cards for you two today. You're on the 9.
Yeah.
You can freeze if you want. Not a ton of strategic advantage there, though. It's up to you. Higher, lower, or freeze?
Let's go lower than that 9.
All right, lower than a 9. It is an ace. Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Jonathan, you get a free shot on your 8, though. You have an 8. You cannot change it higher or lower than an 8.
Oh, for the love of Satan. I'm going to go with higher than an 8.
Higher than an 8. It is. It's a 9, a little bit higher. You can freeze if you want or keep going on that 9. What do you say?
I'm going to go higher than a 9 because I'm a gambler and I love my Mystic Lake. Please sponsor this segment. Thank you.
Higher than a 9? It's a 3. It is lower than lower. And we go to sudden death.
All right.
And you're both in a tough spot here because you're both back to your original cards. Laura will get rid of those two. And we go to sudden death. All right, let me get the questions up. And this question goes to you, Vikas. We asked 100 people, have you ever accidentally sent a text to the wrong person and regretted it?
Oh. Wrong one, sorry.
Have you ever sent a text to
that laugh is a yes, by the way.
For me, I'm a yes. I accidentally...
Absolutely have done it.
Back in my TV days, I accidentally sent a text about my boss. To my boss.
Awesome. Oop.
And it wasn't great. It wasn't complimentary. But it wasn't explicitly, like, it was sort of, yeah, it wasn't my best moment. What do you think, Vikas? How many have accidentally sent a text to the wrong person and regretted it?
Oh, Lord.
I'm going to say, that's probably frequent. I'll say 67.
67. Jonathan, what do you think, higher or lower?
I'm going lower because everybody's really cautious nowadays. Don't send one to your mother at 2:30 in the morning. Go ahead.
Jonathan says lower. The actual number of people who accidentally sent a text to the wrong person and regretted it is 57. It is lower. So, Jonathan, you are in a great spot here.
Okay.
So here is your choice. You can play, and you've got to go run the table and turn four cards over without making a mistake to win. Or you can pass and make Vikas run all four of his cards without making a mistake. And if he messes up, you win. If he does it, he wins. Do you want to play or pass?
Oh, man. I hate decisions. That's not my strong suit. I'm going to have Yusuf because he is part of our YouTube channel, and please check out the YouTube channel, subscribe, like, and share. Go ahead, Yusuf. You run the tables, buddy. Oh. Go ahead.
Right.
Don't screw it up because this has been going on for 28 minutes. Go ahead.
All right, it's Vikas. You, Jeff, is another guy who hangs out in the group. But here we go. You got to run the table. You start.
Yeah.
You start with a jack, so at least you have a decent card, but here we go. Higher or lower than a jack?
I got to go lower, right?
You're lower than a jack? It is. It's a 10.
Oh,
higher or lower than a 10?
You're killing me, Small. I'm going to have to go lower than a 10 again.
Lower than a 10? Right. It is. It's an 8. You have two cards to go.
Oh, come on.
Don't say that word on the air, Vikas.
Right down the middle. It's a coin flip at this point.
It is, isn't it?
Higher or lower than an 8?
All right, we're going to go higher.
Higher than an 8? It's a king. It is higher.
Wow.
And, real?
Oh, boy. Jonathan, Vikas has one card to go. If you get it right, you win the $50. Here we go,
Vic. No whammy. No king or no ace. Let's go lower than that king.
Lower than a king. It is
an
ace.
Hey!
He did it.
Hallelujah.
He did it. Oh.
I felt like I just gave birth. Jeez, Louise. Sorry, Jonathan.
Oh, what?
That's okay. That's all
right. It was the right strategic play, Jonathan. You made the right call.
I did that last time in sudden death, and I made the other person go, and he lost. So,
yeah.
Well, that's exactly my point. And I just have to say real quick, Jay, thanks for making me kind of popular on YouTube and being a part of your little radio show, because a lot of people are starting to realize who my voice is and my name. So I just want to say thanks to you. So honestly, it is an absolute pleasure to be a contestant on your little show. So
that is so cool.
I'm being nice for a freaking Friday. Damn, hurt.
Why has he got to call it a little show?
I was being nice, Dan. Knock it off.
Oh, man. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Vikas, stay on the line. Jonathan, we'll talk with you soon. Thanks, guys. Laura, great job. That was fun.
Thank you. I tried.
$50. You tried. You nailed it. You had a lot of flipping to do in this
game. I did.
But yes. $50 to Gesture Concepts. We appreciate their support. It's 4:32. In a minute, we are going to talk about Uptown. because the Star Tribune reigniting a debate that has been raging in this community for as long as I've lived here. What is Uptown? How do you draw the line? We'll talk about it when we come back. Minneapolis residents love to obsess and scold outsiders on what the border is of Uptown. As someone who has been a part of online conversations for, 22 years in this community, and has covered news for that long, it does delight me to see different generations discover the same old stories and arguments that we've been talking about for 20 years. They bring a new perspective to the same thing. Sometimes in life, and often in news or in talk radio, you have to play the hits. And so if you're running KDWB, you know what the hits are. You're going to play your Sabrina Carpenter over and over and over. If you're running a newsroom or a talk station, you're going to play the, why is Uptown south of downtown anyway? I mean, it's not even up. What's the deal? I'm going to do that. Did I do a good question 20 years ago? Talking to a local historian, trying to get the story as to why Uptown is really down. And why is, it's like, who cares? But it's fun. It's fun stuff. So in the Minnesota Star Tribune today, headline, nobody can agree on where Uptown starts and ends. Is there a true definition? Various sources yield everything from maximalist expanses to tightly bound between Westlake Street and Hennepin. So when I say Uptown, what do you think of? 651-461-9226. Do not say empty storefronts. That's not what we're doing. That's not the bit. What do you think of Dan Cook when
empty
I say...
Empty storefronts.
Crime! Vandalism! Carjacking! Like, all right. I understand. Some of you have. It's like a Pavlovian response when I say Uptown Minneapolis.
I think Lagoon, Lake Street, Hennepin, that area.
Yes.
That's what I think of as Uptown.
Used to be Calhoun Square. Now it's Seven Corners.
Whatever it is.
Whatever. That is the main energy.
Yes.
But then if I said... what about Rectangle Pizza at Lindale and Lake?
Yeah, that counts.
Now, in Minneapolis, they would say, no, that's Lynn Lake. Technically, on a map of Minneapolis has like 56 neighborhoods.
But Uptown isn't officially a thing.
Uptown is not a thing. It's
right.
Part of like...
So we can make it whatever we want.
Exactly. I assert that... For Minneapolis residents, perhaps Uptown is a very tight, it's tighter than we outsiders would put it at.
Ah.
So if you don't live in Minneapolis, most of us, not only do we not have the capacity to know the difference between, Carrag and Kingfield and whatever, like we don't care. We don't care. We don't know. What most people know is downtown, uptown, north, northeast, and south. That's it.
Yeah.
Five sectors. And that, in my view, is how normal people define it. That's it. Now, do we need an interactive map? And I assume this is going to be a big Sunday story. They put this online.
I think
Friday.
So, yeah. Need, no, want, absolutely. Who doesn't like playing with an interactive map?
So the interactive map is kind of cool. So it guides you through these questions. And it is hilariously titled, Settle the Debate, Where's Uptown?
Of course, this settles nothing, but yes.
Yeah, I have some bad news for you, Star Tribune. You're not going to settle the damn debate.
No.
And in fact, in 5 years, you're probably going to write this same dumb story again.
Why wait five?
So Westlake Street and Hennepin Avenue, that's the Seven Corners Key in. Is that uptown? Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
How about Lindale and Lake? We said yes.
Yes.
What if you go to like where Rustica is, like the other side, Excelsior Boulevard? So it's by that Punch Pizza,
yeah.
Whole Foods.
No, that's not uptown.
That's no?
No.
What do you consider that?
That's...
Is it still Minneapolis?
I think it's technically still Minneapolis. So if you keep going west on Lake Street, mm-hmm. eventually that turns into County Road 25, eventually that turns into Highway 7, which is, and I live right along that corridor there.
Right.
And there is, near my apartment complex, there's another smaller apartment complex that calls itself Uptown West.
Yeah.
So they certainly want to stretch it out that far. That to me is absurd.
You say no.
I say, I don't think that's uptown, no.
Well, so how would you describe it? If you're a news reporter and you're like, there's been a killing in this area, what would you call it?
West of Bede-Mikaska.
Hmm.
I view, okay, so if you're on that Lake Street kind of corridor there,
yeah.
And you go, you know, Bede-Mikaska on the right, you're headed towards uptown. It's that intersection there, that one that goes around what that would be the east side of the lake.
Yeah.
To me, everything east of there, now you're getting into uptown. But west of there, no. Like, would you call Bede-Mikaska in uptown?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't, but.
Well, it's either uptown or South Minneapolis under my rubric where you only have five neighborhoods. I would say that that part of town, I think we had the developer on of that sort of triangle-shaped
mm-hmm.
apartment building.
Yeah.
And they were trying to give it like a micro West Lake or something.
Sure.
They were trying to give it its own, because they don't want the baggage.
Right.
But I think it's uptown.
Okay.
Because you're walking distance to like Lake and Irving, and it's uptown.
But what if you're in walking distance to walking distance?
Yeah, I know.
You know what I'm saying? Eventually,
I get it. Yeah. You have to draw a line somewhere. Now, what about like Lowry Hill? So you get up to like the, what's the ice cream shop over there?
The ice cream shop on Lowry Hill?
Yeah, I think they call it Lowry Hill Ice Cream. No, it's the one that has like the Minneapolis pothole flavor ice cream. It is Sebastian Joe's. This is how I identify it.
Yeah.
These are my...
Where are the restaurants and food places?
But like Kowalski's, as you get away from the center of uptown, you've got like Kowalski's on Hennepin.
Mm-hmm.
Then you keep going, you get like the Sebastian Joe's where Patina used to be. That, to me, is Lowry Hill. But again, under my rubric of there are only five neighborhoods,
it's got to be uptown.
Once again, it's uptown. I think it's all uptown. Now, texture, this is a very good answer. Real uptown is a nose ring, a Scottish kilt, combat boots, listening to a punk band at the old Uptown Grill for free. That is, I think that aesthetic
spot
is coming.
On.
I think that aesthetic is coming back. The split of Lake Street to Lake Calhoun to 31st Street to 28th Street. So I think people who live in the city, and you live close enough to be, I think, sort of a similar approach to the city residents. It's, I think that's what it is. I don't know. Pretty fun stuff. Check it out at the MinnesotaStarTribune.com. We're right on the same thesis here that we all know where the heartbeat of it is.
It's just how far does that heart extend?
And how much do people want to be associated or not?
That's true.
I do think there's a lot of new energy down in that area. Thank goodness, because there are a lot of empty storefronts. There's no question about it. But most of those are like national brands that honestly, I don't think it didn't really fit what you wanted in that neighborhood. But having all of it gone at the same time is bad. 4:49, when we come back, would you invite Dad to your bachelor party? We'll talk about that next. Do you invite the dad to a bachelor party? So last night I'm at Grandview Lodge at their outdoor. It's a beautiful night, a little smoky, but beautiful weather. So I'm at the bar and there's this whole group of guys doing shots, as you do. And the dad started talking to me. And he was like, it's kind of weird being the dad at the bachelor party.
So there was a sense maybe he didn't want to be there?
Well, he had what I would say is he was really sort of tickled and flattered to be invited. And I think he was having a good time, and he wanted to see the guys have a good time. And you don't want to be the block
right
on that effort. So it's sort of a balance, right? Because so many bachelor parties and bachelorette parties now are these destination type events, whether you're doing a destination in state. That, frankly, like, I was glad to see these guys up on Gull Lake instead of so many of these are like, oh, let's go to Vegas.
Sure.
Or let's go to Nashville or whatever.
Let's go to Mexico.
Which is so expensive. I think it's great. It's so different from how it used to be. And a texter saying, absolutely, yes. Nephew just had bachelor party in a suite at Target Field.
No, oh, that'd be great.
No strippers, of course. It's not like it used to be at all. You know, I would just say dad would probably appreciate some strippers. You know, I mean, we've been out of the game for a long time. So if my kids invite me to their
bachelor. Seth and Sam, are you listening?
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, think about dad. I thought it was cool. I didn't know it was happening, but I thought it was a pretty great deal. They're a great, great group. So good luck to Logan, and shout out to dad, and we'll be back after this.